Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you have fun doing it. I am very excited to share this week's episode because my guest today is the youngest changemaker I have featured on Be the Change Media Network so far. Ava Ferfaro is a 10-year-old environmental activist who is raising awareness about pollution. I am excited to share Ava's work with you, so without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Ava Ferfaro.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm 10 years old, and I'm not doing any big work right now. All I'm trying to do is raise awareness about not polluting, because that's something really big and like dangerous that people are doing.
Definitely. I totally agree. And I think it's so inspiring that you're doing this work at such a young age. So can you tell me a little bit more about what inspired you and got you motivated to start raising awareness about pollution?
Okay, well, I'm in the fifth grade and I live in Montreal, and I got inspired to do this when I was 3 years old, which was when my mom taught me about recycling. And also Jane Goodall is really an inspiration to me.
That is great. And I know that you filmed a TED-Ed talk through Etcha Girls, and I would love to know more about that. Can you tell me what that experience was like for you and what you talked about?
My experience filming my TED-Ed talk was really cool because I'm not doing this every day. It kind of brought me out of my comfort zone, but that was what was so cool about it, just being with new people. I mostly spoke about polluting and the big impacts of what can happen and the small impacts. And I was talking about the three most dangerous types of pollution, like air pollution, water pollution, and littering. I was talking about strategies on how we can help make our planet a safer place with all of this going on. And even the forest fires during the summer, I was talking about how badly the pollution goes with that. And I was just talking about that.
Definitely. And what are your plans for the future? Can you tell me a little bit about what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm very young, so I don't know, but I know when I get older, I really want to become an environmentalist, mostly just like to help like find strategies on how we can help make the world a better place.
I love that, and I think that's a great goal. So I have one more question for you. Lots of young people, many of whom are probably older than you, but maybe there are also a few that are younger out there listening to this. Lots of young people want to create change and make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
My advice is just really do some research on what you want to do. And like, for example, if your topic is like mine, which is helping the environment and make people learn how not to pollute and what it can do, like, don't be the one to pollute. And if you see your friend polluting, stop them from polluting. But if you don't know how to start, just focus on one thing, the thing that's most important to you and that you're passionate about. And do some research from there. Find all of your information, so when it's time to make that change, you'll know everything and people will just know what you're talking about. And have fun doing it. Like, express yourself in your way, not somebody else's way. Don't say something that somebody else might think. Say what you think, because this is all about you.
I really enjoyed this conversation with Ava and was so inspired by the work she's doing to raise awareness about pollution and how she hopes to continue making change in the future. You really are never too young or too old to make change, and I think Ava is a testament to that. I think Ava is also so excited about the work that she's doing because she's having fun with it, and that is so important. I am definitely going to keep Ava's story and her energy in mind, and remember that change comes when you have fun doing it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can get connected with Ava through her mom's Instagram account at fearlesslykindgirl_facilitator to get connected with her. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be the Change Media Network. I am working on expanding Be the Change Media Network, which means bringing you more inspiring stories from amazing guests. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave the podcast a rating and a comment, because it will help these stories reach, educate, and inspire more people. And I would also love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys.